Sam Crenshaw, along with Chris Parker, here in the segment that we love to have here on our show, on the Scoreboard Show. My goodness, it's become so popular that we just go back and talk to some of the players who played their high school ball in the area and get them just to reflect on those times and what it meant to them. And it's always been something they enjoyed doing. And we got a guy now who a lot of people have talked about.
Yeah.
You know,
the most popular guy that hadn't been on the show.
Hadn't been on the show. We finally get him on the show. Adam Pac-Man Jones, welcome to the High School Scoreboard Show here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What's up? Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me.
We are so glad to have you on this show because so many people we've had on have just talked about watching you play, either as a on the field playing against you or watching you play. I want to ask you, when Friday nights come around, even now, and you think about your time at Westlake, what kind of thoughts come to your mind? What kind of memories, you know, on Friday nights?
Exciting, you know, changing a little bit of a culture, I guess, from when we was there, you know, building the program. But it was exciting. Friday nights was fun, man. You get to go out and compete. And at Westlake, we just love competing, man. I kind of always played with an edge, and we had a couple guys up there that were the Kieran Foxes, Deshaun Jones, the Keith Adams, the Dave Jacobs, the Truns. You can go all the way down the list, the Travis Bookers, that made sure that we competed every day. And I think we left a stain from where we was at.
Yeah,
and they've been really good since. Yeah, they really have. What was your favorite one memory that comes to you from your time at Westlake?
My favorite memory of at Westlake was that's hard, like, to pick one memory.
When you had so many.
Yeah, and everybody else answered that question with the time they played against Pac-Man or the time that right now they kept asking his name come up every week.
Yeah, it's hard for me to pick one memory, though. That's hard to do.
Well, we talk about, you know what, I'll pick one game. What about the game when you guys played, really not at Westlake, but you guys played over at Herndon Stadium at Morris Brown and that big crowd? What was that like for you? I remember that game.
That was nice. Oh, well, was that the game we played Washington?
I think so.
Yeah, that was a good game. But my favorite high school game is when we played Kendrick Ghost and them out at
Sandy Creek. Really?
And they was number three in the state. And we played them, and we had a good night that night. And that was probably one of my favorite games because they didn't think we could win that game.
And I think younger Calvin Johnson was in there.
Calvin Johnson on the
– he was one of our guests, and he told us that he had played against
him. He said he used to come to watch you play. I think his sister went to Westlake.
Yeah, that's right. That's
and he would come to watch you play. And then we had Harry Douglas on. And Harry Douglas went to Jonesboro, of course, but he said you used to come to their house.
Yeah, Harry, Coach Douglas used to coach us, man, in basketball AAU. So we spent a lot of time together, me and Harry and his brother. Like, we was family. We played baseball together and basketball, actually.
And you just mentioned two other sports that you played. And I know through high school, you won state championship at Westlake in basketball. And I think you ran track. You went and run track. How did one sport help you with the other?
I think everything you do, you got to have at least speed or agility. So, speed was a must have to be successful in basketball or football, as far as being a point guard with the ball and doing punt return and playing running back. So, I think it all played a part in each other.
Coach, you just mentioned punt return, and I got to ask you something, man, because I was at a lot of games out there at Westlake, and I had me a nice fish sandwich there at halftime in the games y'all had down there at Westlake. Nothing like that. I missed my Westlake fish sandwich. We couldn't do them last year because of COVID.
But we used to have that fried whiting and catfish at Westlake.
He talks about these fish sandwiches
every game.
I had to have me one.
He always talks about these fish sandwiches, so I'm glad they came up. Yeah.
You guys, your defense would stop the other team. And you knew they were going to have to kick. And everybody in the stadium got on the edge of their seat. And you knew that. What was that like to drop back for a punt, knowing that everybody in that stadium was expecting something from you?
man, I just always believed in my first step. You know, first thing, I felt very comfortable catching the ball. I would spend hours of catching pucks, you know what I mean, staying at the practice, catching jugs, practicing with multiple balls. And, you know, once you feel comfortable back there catching the ball, I just feel like my first step was better than everybody, you know. It's like me playing draw stick, how I looked at it, because most of the guys who come in are either linebackers or tight ends. And then at wide, you only got two speed guys. So I always just mentally think, well, if I can, I know I can beat the tight ends and the running backs. If they can hold up the block on the end, I know I can get away.
That's awesome. Now that you know you've been to major college football, you've been in the NFL playing, but what was different about high school? The other people coming on say, you know, it's really nothing like playing with your community and your friends and all. Is that what you felt too?
Oh yeah, it's bragging rights. You know, when you go back home, you're always gonna go back home. You're always gonna have a class reunion and stuff like that. So, you know, and where we come from, it's big. Between Westlake, Banneker, and Creekside, you know, them games meant something to you. So it mean a lot, man. Way more than some of the college losses, because, you know, the high school was really neighborhoods and families. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. All the way down to the park.
That's what I was going to ask you about, because now you got Langston Hughes out there, and all you guys come out of what's the parks? Welcome All. Ben
Sandtown.
Hill, Sandtown. You played out of Sandtown. That's where it kind of starts, right?
Yep. So I think we just had some unbelievable athletes that grew up in. I mean, that from I guess what 81, we played with 81 all the way up to 84. I guess.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If you think about it, we had a lot of good athletes. And I'm talking about, you look back and everybody had their own roller coaster, which way they panned it out. But in high school, like, I ain't trying so fast. I still ain't seen the kid that was faster than him in 100.
They still got great athletes there. I mean, they had them then. They still got great athletes.
You still got great athletes now.
Creekside, Langston Hughes, and Westlake are really all really good this year.
All three are good. And some years when one is up and the other's down, but the three are really good this year. And you know, I don't know if people give enough credit to the coaching or just like you said, the guys who all come up playing together. But, you know, let's just talk about that. The fact that, you know, everybody knows that. And it's kind of expected. And you don't want to let it down because these are people you're going to see. You know, they're right around.
Oh, yeah. You see them everywhere. It's mall.
Yeah.
It's somebody else's game, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
Everybody knows somebody, you know.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
They get to talking and, you know, and then the whole neighborhood talking.
We spent some time
with cares on down to the middle schools and everything, you know. Then kids want to follow where the winning go. Well, who's ever winning is most likely where the kids want to go, you know, to see on Friday.
That's right.
So
we're talking with Adam Jones. I got to let you talk about your coach, man. Talk about Coach Dallas Allen, and when you think about him, what he means to you.
Man, Coach Allen was a father figure to us. Like he. He'll get on you, but he was a great dude, man. He still is a great dude, you know. I talk to him all the time. I'm saying we had a great run at it. I always tell him, like, man, we had a great run. It ain't, you know, everybody don't get to win a championship in football and basketball. Like, we had a great run. Like, he had a great run. He did a great job with us, teaching us leadership and working hard, you know, like, all us, we had that work hard mentality. That's why we had so many guys from our classes from those years that made it to the league. Like, we had 11 kids that make it to the league that was playing at one time. That's hard to do. Mm-hmm. So I always tell them, hey, you need to write a book, coach. Mm-hmm. Tell them your story about how all these people you had. You know, we had a whole roster full of NFL players, but they got a lot of them now, too, and I think they're doing a good job over there.
Yeah, they are. And at one point, I think Westlake had more NFL players than anybody in the country.
Yeah.
At one point.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
That was 2006. I mean, I think that came out in 2008. Yeah.
Somewhere like that. Yeah. We've been talking about recruiting in the last hour. What advice would you have to anybody that is coming up as a recruit like you were, that's, you know, got a chance to play at the next level? What's some advice you would give them?
Just make sure you take the time and pick the right school, because certain situations is not for everybody. You know, you need to be comfortable and go somewhere where if you want to play, where you can play, so.
Yeah, yeah. What is something the kids are getting to do now that you didn't get to do? Some of these 707s.
They get paid in college.
Yeah, they do. Isn't that something? That was unthinkable for a long time.
Yeah, man, that is.
You know? But what is something that they're doing? I mean, doing the training, the 707s they do during the summer or any of that. Would you like to have had a chance to do some of those? But you always change sports during the summer.
Well, We play 707 in the summer.
Okay.
But all like the travel 707, we play like Lakewood. Everybody would go to Lakewood or Washington, you know, in the back there, and we would play half field. So we did play some 707, though.
Yeah. Fantastic. What wish would you have? You talked about kids who are being recruited, but guys who are playing tonight on Friday night, I mean, some are going to get to go to that next level, but some are just going to go out and have that same memory that you have now, you know, getting ready, getting on the bus on Friday. What do you hope the kids would enjoy most about the Friday night experience?
Man, enjoy your friends, man. These are going to be lifelong friends. And enjoy your friends, enjoy your process, and have fun, man. Everybody ain't going to make it to the league, but 90% of these kids are going to be friends for the rest of their life. So just enjoy it, you know, have fun, and play lights out, and leave it on the field.
That's great.
That's great.
That is fantastic advice.
Fantastic advice. Adam Jones, we go call him Pac-Man. Down around the South Side, man. Everybody's talked so much about you, and I'm glad that you had some time to spend some time with us tonight and part of the Westlake legacy. My goodness, I can't think of another school with four first-round draft picks. I can't think of another high school that's had four first-round picks.
Yeah, unprecedented.
You know what I mean? And so you part
of high first-round picks, too.
Yeah. Really. Yeah, you know?
Absolutely. I mean,
Cam was the first offensive player pick.
Yeah.
I was the first defensive player pick when I came out.
Okay.
Chandler.
Yeah.
Who else?
And Terrell last year.
And
Terrell. Yeah. Yep, Terrell.
And they had
eight.
Chance Warmack came in.
Chance Warmack.
Yeah, we got a top 10 almost. What was AJ? Was AJ 6 or 8?
AJ
Garrett might know. What was AJ Terrell?
He was like, he was a top 10.
What number was he though?
I think he was a top 10 pick for the Falcons.
Yeah.
You know.
They've had a bunch of them.
Yeah. That's the Westlake Lions. Y'all keeping that tradition going.
Yep. Yeah, it's a good group. That's impressive, and you should be proud of that. And it's exciting to me that the guys are still proud of that. And what's great, and I hope that he can hear tonight, is how many of these guys who are, in one case, a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
And they came on here and talk about their school day, and they're talking about Pac-Man. Like, that's how they can remember playing at Westlake. You know, that it was just that experience, just you can't replace it.
No.
Even with the 80,000 people in the stands and even with all that other stuff, it's still something about playing on Friday night.
It's something about it. And this man right here simply loved playing on Friday night. Adam Jones, thanks so much for spending some time with us, man. Always good hearing your voice. Stay well. Stay strong.
No problem, man. Thanks for having me.